Happy bonus!
Oh.
Whose birthday is it?
I don't know, someone out there.
Okay. Happy June. Happy June 1st.
Happy birthday, June 1st, babies.
Oh my god. That was funny. We are Unholy Gossip Girls. I'm KC.
I'm Faye.
And I'm guest Shirley.
Special guest Shirley. Here for a special bonus episode.
I got some hot goss.
Oh, I got some hot goss too.
Oh, you go first.
Okay. Well, I mean, you can go. It's your episode.
Yeah,
I'll go first because mine's lame.
Okay.
I'm thinking about cutting all my hair off.
Oh, why?
I don't know. Just get the urge all the
like
time.
Like, all of it?
To, like, here.
Okay.
Yeah, I did an A cut, kind of like the same thing. It was very liberating. I want to grow my hair out again, but
I'm trying. See, my hair, it's not very long. Mm-hmm. And typically what I do is grow it very long and then chop it really short.
Mm-hmm.
But I just kind of want to chop it really short.
Well, you know, like, you've gone through a lot of changes, and I think it's, like, very liberating to cut your hair off.
Maybe I should.
I think you should.
Should I?
I think... How did you feel whenever you had too short hair that it wouldn't go up in a ponytail?
Yes. I didn't mind it because it was curly, so it, like, laid
okay
nicely.
That was my issue whenever I chopped all my hair off.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, my head, I hate wearing my hair down. I know I'm wearing it down today.
Uh-huh.
But I've been really trying to wear my hair down whenever I'm not working because I'd never wear it down.
Right.
Anyway, I hated it.
Yeah, at work. Yeah, exactly. At work, I always put my hair in a ponytail. Yeah. And so I specifically told my hairstylist the last time I cut it, I got an A cut, so that helped because the back was able to be more short.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, I need to be able to put it in a ponytail. Otherwise, you have to style it in the morning so that you look professional.
Mm.
I don't have time for that.
My issue is I work in food service. So
oh,
like,
you have to.
Yeah, you gotta pin your shit back. You can't get in the food.
My luck is my hair is curly. It's even more curly when it's short. So it can be uneven. I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Which is...
Oh, yeah. Because
blends up
in.
Like this.
Yes.
Yeah. It blends in if it's uneven.
You know, it's up to you, but I say go for it.
I might do that tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah.
You're just going to chop all your hair off?
I cut my own hair.
I do too.
I wasn't saying tonight.
But well, it's either tonight or never.
Oh, shit.
Okay, then I vote don't do it because I don't want to be the one who supported
you. Probably
going
to do it.
Impulsively cut your hair.
Last time you impulsively cut your bangs, you hated it.
Yeah, I still hate my bangs, but that's bangs. I like having shorter hair.
Okay, then do it.
I might.
Go ahead.
Okay, give me some scissors.
Okay, no.
Okay. What's your hot goss?
Okay, so last night we ordered Grubhub for the first time in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go out to my porch and make sure the light is on. And it's, like, late. It's, like, 9:45. And my husband goes downstairs to go to work. And I, like, just barely shut the door. And our food says it's not going to be there for, like, another, I don't know, half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I shut the door. And then I go sit down. And then we hear a knock on the door and then ring in the doorbell.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Right? Our food cannot be here already. We still got, like, half an hour. And so I was, like, paralyzed, you know, like, didn't want to move. And so I just, like, grabbed Fuji because he's all drugged up. And then I just waited for Michael to come back upstairs. And it was a policeman. And I was like, what the fuck? So Michael went outside to talk to him. And I was holding Fuji. And then he came back in. And he was like, that was weird. So our neighbor right next to us.
Selling meth.
No, I guess he had his dog outside all day, and it was barking literally the whole day.
Aww.
And then they tried to knock on the door, and nobody answered, so they were like, hey, we're just wondering if, like, you know your neighbor, do you, like, know his name, have you met him, have you talked to him, what's he like, whatever, and Michael's like, yeah, we don't really know our neighbors, like, he's a guy, I think he's, like, in his 40s, maybe 50s, like, that's about it.
Is he missing?
I don't know. But his dog is not outside anymore today. I was convinced he was dead.
We should
well,
do a
right.
story about
sometimes,
him.
Sometimes, you know, it happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you die.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he was dead because his dog was not outside. And there was a different car, or, like, I think his son's car in the driveway. Mm-hmm. And their Amazon packages got delivered to my house today. And I dropped them off over there.
I would have knocked on the door with the packages. No. And been like, hey.
You alive? Hey,
I got your packages.
No.
Hey.
I can't do that.
I would.
I just, like, I can't. I almost threw up the other day because, like, I accidentally told my friend the wrong address to send me something. Mm-hmm. And so I live on a 3, and he sent it to a 4, which is my neighbor across the street. Uh-huh. And he was like, did you get your package yet? And I was like, no. And then I looked at the address I gave him, and I was like, wow, I'm an idiot. And I look outside, it's, like, literally on their porch. Uh-huh. And I was, like, pacing back and forth, like, sweating. And I was like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Yeah, porch pirate it.
And Michael's like, just go over there. And I was like, I'm going to have to talk to him. He's like, it's really not that big. And coming from him.
Yeah. Yeah, I was about to say, like, geez, I was reverse.
Like, I know. I was like, you're rubbing off on me. Anyway, so I went over there and I knocked on the door and I was like, hey, this package right here is mine. And they were like, oh, we were wondering who that was. Yeah. Anyway, so it wasn't a big deal, but I made it a big deal. I almost threw up.
Yeah, you too. When you get nervous, you, like, throw up. I don't, when I get nervous,
I wasn't just actually going to throw up.
Everything makes me throw up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I felt just like I was going to maybe sweat myself to death.
I get nauseous when I, okay, well, here's the one thing. When I watch, like, skating or something, and, like, my favorite skater is, like, skating.
You get, like, really a lot of time.
Well, not really so much, well, sometimes with skating. But, like, with tennis in particular, the matches are so long that, like, throughout the match, like, if it's going back and forth, back and, like, if my person's, like, failing and they're, like, failing, then I make peace with it. Mm-hmm. But, like, when it starts going back and forth and it's, like, a big tournament, I'm just like, oh my gosh, what's gonna happen? Please, please, this next point is so important, you gotta get, and it just, it's a lot.
Wow, I guess I'll never understand because I'm not a sports person, but my mom gets that way where she watches football.
Yeah.
She's insane. Like, I don't care where you are. You could be down the street. You could hear that bitch, like, screaming and, like, stomping her feet, clapping, and, like,
just, I can, like, hear this in my head. Yes. Just, like, I know your mom, so yeah. As you're saying this,
my mom is the loudest person I have ever met. So whenever she's screaming, like, breaks the sound barrier. It is so loud. And that's every football game. Every single one.
Yeah, I make peace with it. Like, I make peace with what's happening if it's really just not going well.
I just don't understand, like, why people get so emotionally committed to it. Because, like, you're not, like, you aren't playing.
Yeah.
Like, it's not affecting you at all.
Well, I don't, like, watch every match. Well, with Yuzuru Hanyu, who I've talked about before, I used to watch, like, every skate. I'd wake up in the middle of the night because, you know, competitions are all over the place, and, like, I'd watch him skate. And I don't know. You just, like, think that they're cool people. You want them to do well.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. But it's not like I feel accomplished when they win or something. Mm. I just am like, this is going to make them happy, so I want them to be happy, so I want it to go well.
I understand that more than I understand the people that are like, yeah, we won last weekend. And I'm like,
I have never said, like, we won.
I didn't say you.
Well, no, no, no. I'm saying, no, no, yeah. I agree. I'm saying I agree with you. Like, yeah, that's,
it's weird.
Like, we, were you out there? Have you been toning up your body every day? Because if you have, please let me see it.
Oh my God. That just got so thirsty. Speaking of thirsty, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking water. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking Chardonnay.
Ooh, fancy gal.
Yep.
I'm drinking Truly.
Truly. I love Truly. Truly, it's just so good. Refreshing. All right, what are we talking about today?
Today, I'm talking about the Loch Ness Monster.
No shit.
Or, more specifically, this particular picture. This particular picture of the Loch Ness Monster.
You mean the log?
The famous Loch Ness Monster picture. If you when you think Loch Ness Monster, the picture you're thinking of, that's the one I'm talking
about.
The
log. Just also, so you know.
Also, we'll post it on our Instagram.
Yes, we'll post that and the uncropped version.
Ooh.
The Loch Ness Monster is a creature in Scottish folklore that is said to inhabit Loch Ness in the Scottish Highlands. Ew. It is often described as a large, long-necked, and with one or more humps protruding from the water. Popular interest and belief in the creature has varied since it was brought worldwide attention in 1933. Evidence of its existence is anecdotal, with the number of disputed photographs and sonar readings.
Mm.
The scientific community regards the Loch Ness Monster as a phenomenon without biological bias, explaining sightings as hoaxes, wishful thinking, and the misidentification of mundane objects. The pseudoscience and subculture of cryptozoology has placed particular emphasis on the creature.
Yeah.
We're into it.
If we're so into
it. Us cryptozoologists are way into it.
Oh my god, that's what you should do.
Should I? I don't think that's a real job.
I mean, then make it a job.
Okay.
Okay, deal.
So the first modern discussion of a sighting of a strange creature in the loch may have been in the 1870s when Dr. D. McKenzie claimed to have seen something wriggling and churning up the water. Whoa. This account was not published until 1934, however.
But, like, in the 1800s? That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That is so long ago. It's hard to even think about.
Really?
You know Colorado Springs is only 150 years old.
Yeah, did you know that prison in Canyon City is older than Colorado?
Really?
As a state. Same with my mom's old deaf
school. I thought you were going to say, same with my mom.
your mom's so joke. Old. Do you remember that show? What was that on? MTV or VH1?
Oh, yeah.
VH1. It was Yo Mama.
Yo Mama. That was
Did you ever watch that?
I feel like I know the name, but no, I never.
It was literally just a show where these guys would compete, but it was, like, outside with, like, guys behind them going, ooh, ooh, you know, like, hype men, you know? And then these two guys would just tell Yo Mama jokes to each other. And then there'd be a winner.
I love everything right now.
Yes.
This is a thing.
It was an entire show.
Oh, my God.
With, I'm pretty sure, multiple seasons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
You know what? I think I do kind of know about this, and I might have seen, like, part of an episode.
Yeah. Yo Mama's so old, she older than Colorado.
That's what I thought you were saying. The surgeon's photograph, the image we all know, was taken by Robert Kenneth Wilson, a London gynecologist, and published in the Daily Mail on April 1934. Look how I wrote this. 21st.
I was trying to say my mom's deaf school, but
oh, sorry.
Yeah.
For 60 years, the photo was considered evidence of the monster's existence.
Evidence?
Evidence.
Wow.
Although skeptics dismissed it as driftwood, an elephant, which is equally as weird, an otter, or a bird.
An elephant?
In the Scottish Highlands, yeah.
That would be insane.
The photo scale is controversial. It is often shown cropped, the picture that we all see, making the creature seem larger and the ripples like waves in the water. While the uncropped image, let me see if I can find it. Here it is.
Oh. Yeah, very small.
The uncropped shot shows the other end of the loch and the monster in the center.
Let me see. I want to investigate.
The ripples in the photo were found to fit the size and pattern of small ripples rather than large waves, photographed up close. Analysis of the original image fostered further doubt. In 1993, the makers of a Discovery Communications documentary, Loch Ness Discovered, analyzed the uncropped image and found a white object visible in every version of the photo, implying it was on the negative.
Ah.
It was believed to be the cause of the ripples and the objects being towed. So, where is it? Right here.
Uh-huh.
There's, like, something white in the water.
Okay.
It's hard to see on that picture, but they think that is the cause of the ripples in the water.
Okay. Then what's the white thing?
Possibly a blemish on the negative. But we don't know.
Oh.
It looked as if the object was being towed, so it could have been, like, a setup.
Oh, yeah. I see.
An analysis of the full photograph indicated that the object was small, about 2 to 3 feet long. So, not a giant sea monster.
I told you it was a log from the beginning of this.
Mini sea monster.
Since 1994, most agree the photo was an elaborate hoax.
What if still it was iconic, though. A sea snake?
It could have been. A little sea snake.
Yeah.
A little fella.
Yeah. I love the Loch Ness Monster.
Me too. He's a good fella.
Yeah, what, isn't his name Nessie?
Nessie, yeah.
Yeah, so sweet. And if he's a little 2-foot sea monster, I'm way down for that.
Yeah, just a little guy.
Because what do we love more than giant monsters?
Little monsters.
Mini monsters.
Oh, just a little Loch Ness.
Just a little mini monster.
Come get me. I'm sorry.
That woke up Fuji. Fuji slept so hard his ear is inside out. Oh, jeez. He's going through it over there.
Well, that's my story.
I really loved that.
Thanks.
Yeah. I really want to believe that the Loch Ness Monster is real.
He's 2 to 3 feet tall.
And that he doesn't just live in Loch Ness.
Yeah, he travels.
Yeah, or there's multiple, you know, like...
Yeah.
Like, all over. And, because, you know, deep sea is, like, really scary.
Do you think Megalodon, like, there's still Megalodons out there?
Yes! Absolutely. There's like, 100%.
Wasn't that one of my first stories?
You did about a giant shark.
Oh, right.
And then I named that episode, How Big Do Sharks Get? Because that's what I said on accident.
I remember.
Yeah. That was the week that I tried to convince my husband to listen to my podcast, our podcast, and he looked at the title and he was like, you have your name attached to something that says shart.
It's funny.
Absolutely not. Loch Ness Monster. I love that.
I think he's a cool guy.
I want to go to Loch Ness.
Me too.
Where is it?
Scotland. Yeah.
Let's go to Scotland.
That'll be so fun.
Girls trip.
Girls trip to Scotland.
We're going to go find the Loch Ness Monster. You going, Shirley?
I will.
We should go on a road trip where, like, we go to, like, the West Virginia? Where Mothman is?
Oh, I can't remember. We should go there, and then we need to go to the Winchester Mystery House.
Yes.
We also need to go to Salem.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Loch Ness.
Yeah. That won't be a road trip, though.
Yes, it will.
We will try. What road?
The Rainbow Road. Anyway, that's it for me.
Alright, well, that was a fun little bonus episode. We'll see you guys next Friday. We hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful June.
Yes.
And any parting wisdom from you, Shirley?
I was just going to say, I do hope stuff like the Loch Ness Monster exists.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, but, you know, during tsunamis, okay, I just reopened this whole episode, so my bad.
During tsunamis, are you about to bring up, like, Sharknado?
No, like, during, like, real tsunamis.
Yes.
Sometimes, like, fish from the deep open ocean wash up on shore.
Oh.
Some of them look really scary.
Interesting.
Like,
okay.
Super scary. So
from, like, deep down where nobody goes.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, some of them really look super creepy. So, but I like the, you know, idea of us not having found everything, you know? There's just so much unknown, and...
Yes, there is.
Especially when it's in the ocean, so I don't have to be scared of something in my backyard. That's cool. Yeah. Like, whenever they find a new jellyfish, that always makes me happy.
Yeah. The ocean freaks me the fuck out.
I won't go in. Yeah. I'll go to my knee. That's it.
Yeah, it just, like, really scares me.
Yes.
Faye really likes the ocean.
I do.
She's an ocean girl.
Ocean
she likes
gal.
Water.
I love the water.
You weirdo.
So,
I
love water, but, like, pools and baths and not rivers and oceans, because I watch River Monsters.
River Monsters?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Email me if I should cut my hair.
She might have already done it by this point.
Probably already did it. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.